This episode is brought to you by KPMG Risk Services. KPMG believes that when you've earned the trust of all your stakeholders, that's when your business has a solid platform to grow. That's the trusted imperative. KPMG Risk Services develop and put in place dynamic risk strategies designed to help your business earn that all-important trust. Go to read.kpmg.us/trust to learn more.
Hey, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
Hey, what's up, podcast peeps? Hope you're having an amazing workout or walking the dog or airplane flight or whatever you're doing. Got an interesting show today titled Getting Your Message Out. And this is the second part of the interview I did with Chuck Gallagher from the National Speakers Association on their podcast, The Voices of Experience. So this part is about a little bit about prosperity consciousness and then a little bit about personal branding and using social media. So hope you enjoy it.
One of the things that I remember from 2007 when you were talking about prosperity is a prosperity mindset. And you have a prosperity mindset. It does not appear that you have a mindset of any limitation. Now, I'm sure we all as human beings have some limitation, but it doesn't look like from a speaking perspective and a professional perspective, you have that perspective. What can you say in a short period of time to help people recognize that they can go outside of the bounds or the box that they might see as a self-limiting area?
You know, one of my other books was about the mind viruses we get infected with. Money is bad, rich people are evil, it's spiritual to be poor, or it's, you're a good person if you're a poor person. I mean, we have so much negative programming in that way. And I still face it. I mean, yeah, I work every day on overcoming it because I grew up totally immersed in those beliefs. And what happens is you self-sabotage yourself. So you have to find the limiting beliefs that you have, and then you have to blow them up, and then you have to replace them with beliefs that empower you, beliefs that serve you. And that's no different if you're a speaker, if you're a contractor, if you're a VP of engineering or any other profession.
So for the speaker that's at influence, because this is where this is being recorded, Voices of Experience and I can't talk. So for the speaker that is new, not necessarily inexperienced, but new to NSA, they've got the VIP badge on, and they come up and they say, oh my gosh, that's Randy Gage, he's in the Hall of Fame. I've seen some of the videos, crowds in South America cheering, it was like a rock star show. And they ask you, Randy, what do I need to know to advance my career? What would you share with them?
Become your best promoter. Again, it goes back to that mindset. Well, I just want to be on the stage and somebody to book me. That ain't going to happen. Nobody's going to be able to sell your product, which is you, better than you. And it isn't about beating your chest and being arrogant. It's about being confident enough in what you do, the value of what you provide. It's not bragging if you've done it. All right. So if you have accomplished things that the people who read your book are able to apply and achieve this, or the people who are in your audiences hear your message and then they take that forward and they're able to create success with that, you need to be doing those case studies and talking about that. And that's why I say you got to be on social media. And again, the mediums will change, but you probably need a YouTube channel. You probably need a blog. Most important thing is you've got to have a database that you own and you control. So, you know, I've got a Facebook page with 175,000 followers who said, I like this page. I want to receive content from Randy. But do they get it? No. I put a post and maybe 2,000 people see it. And then Facebook sends me a little message and say, wow, that was a popular post. Would you like to pay to promote it? So the other 173,000 people who already said they want your content can see it? You know, and you know what? Facebook, those people have to feed their cats too. I get that, right? Everybody's got to make money. But if your platform is only on YouTube, or it's only on Facebook or Twitter or any of these, and then they change their algorithms or they change their policies, your business is dead. So right now, it's still email. You need to have an email database of your fans and followers that you can go direct when your book is out, when you have a new public seminar to offer, when you have some new coaching program or consulting service, you got to be able to contact them. And maybe a mobile app, so you could send alerts or text to people. But for sure, whatever it is, you need to have a database. And the first part of your career, you should just be religiously building that database, increasing that tribe, the people who want to hear from you.
If I remember this correctly, when you initially pitched the major publisher, one of the things they ask you is, how big is your tribe?
Yeah, yeah.
And you were able to tell them huge numbers. And that almost made it easy for them to say, okay. Because they knew with a tribe that size, you were going to get X number of sales, which meant they weren't making a risky business decision. Is that a fair statement?
A very fair statement. And I would tell you, it's all across in every area of our profession now. I had a publicist for a while when I had the book coming up. She called me one day, hey, we've got a magazine in California. They're considering you for the cover story, but they also are thinking about this lady, and they gave me the name of this other speaker. Mm-hmm. And they said they want to know why they should pick you instead of her. I said, give me 5 minutes. I went on, I clicked on clout. I looked at her clout score. You know, it was about 25 points below mine. So I called back my publicist. Well, tell him, here's her clout score. Here's my clout score. Here's how many followers she has on Facebook. Here's what she has on Twitter. Here's what I have. Do they want someone who's going to promote this magazine and get more people to read it? Then I'm the guy. Took 2 minutes. They said, you're the guy. Publishers are doing that. Same thing with TV and radio. That's the first thing. If you want to be on the today, there's a session today or tomorrow on Hijack the News. So, you know, there's some big development. You want to jump on it. You want to get a media appearance. What's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to, the producer who you're trying to get to book you, the first thing they're going to do is look at your social media platforms and see what kind of platform do you have. Are you used to speaking on video? Or can you put three sentences together in coherent thought? You know, are you a critical thinker? You know, do you have fresh, original ideas? Or are you just spouting cliches? So I see publishers, meeting planners, companies who want to hire you. I mean, there's credibility in that. I mean, so that's a big deal today.
Randy, I want to tell you, I appreciate, one, you taking the time to be here on VOE. This content is great. And you know, the main thing is for people to listen to it, it's one thing to say this is what you need to do. It's the other thing to do it. But it's also very important to recognize here's a person actively engaged, having followers literally all around the world. By the way, one quick question. I want to end with this question. But you obviously do literally travel all around the world. Was that by intention? Was it by accident? How did you get the international business?
Was it by intention or by accident or coincidence? The answer is yes. It was intention. That was my dream. My business was that I could travel the world and build my business from a laptop or a cell phone under a palm tree anywhere in the world.
I love that.
So that was the intention. And then the practical application was my books got out there. They're in 25 languages. So that draws me all over the world. And I've been good with internet marketing, meaning I built a website early. I offered everything in digital versions and you could buy the physical versions online. And I've been doing that for a long time. And that, again, that makes the internet really does make the whole world a kind of a village. And that's what's driven all my international work. Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.